U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, who's the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, former member of Congress representing the San Joaquin Valley, California. Now observing with me the unknowns of revelations about top secret security documents found in various places over a large period of time. We're told what we have so far is incomplete, but it's suggestive that there's more coming. That the first documents were found in November of 2022, right prior to the midterm election. And the most recent documents were found within these last hours. But I'm not certain about any of this because people are publishing timelines that have holes in it. So I call upon Devin to reflect because so much of his investigation involved classified information and documents that had to be very carefully handled and accusations of people abusing their confidences and giving away information to adversaries or even working for adversaries. So, Devin, what do you make so far of the way this story is coming to us? In the old way is drips and drabs. They're actually giving us a soundbite at a time, and then the next day it's never mind. Does this look like a strategy to confuse us?
Well, John, I think it would be helpful maybe just to walk the audience through kind of where we stand right now. And, you know, my kind of take on this as somebody who's, you know, worked in this field for a very long time before, you know, before I left, many years on the Intelligence Committee during the Russia hoax, handling classified documents, you know, traveling overseas, all the things that I did. And I actually learned this the other day. I was at our headquarters in Sarasota, Florida, Truth Social headquarters, and had a cup of coffee, and a lady stopped me and was talking to me, and she was asking me questions about it. And then, you know, then I realized she didn't understand what, you know, classified, you know, kind of the full nature of classified documents and how they're created and how they're, you know, how they're supposed to be handled and how you move documents. And so I learned a lot from that conversation because I think it's important to make sure everybody understands this. And I'll just use my experience. So we had a SCIF that became famous at the bottom below the House of Representatives. It's all well known now because, of course, Adam Schiff let the reporters stand right outside of our door. But these are secure areas called the SCIF that does not it's locked, armed guards. Nothing could get in there. There's no ability for anyone to get into that location with any kind of like even electronic device of any kind, even a phone. So, when we get our documents, let's say the Department of Defense wants to bring us a document, it would come in a pouch, through official courier, through channels, through the sergeant of arms, make its way down into the basement of the Capitol, come through the locked doors, and then be locked in there. Okay? So, which is why when we, as we talked about last segment, you know, hashtag release the memo, when we released that memo, we had to go through a whole process to push that out to the public. It was the first time that had ever been used. But I couldn't just take information from the SCIF and just, I couldn't even walk it back to the House floor or walk it to the Speaker's office or walk it to my office or walk it to, you know, to dinner. You can't do that. Let's say that I wanted to transmit a document, and we often did this. So let's say that I sent a classified letter to an intelligence agency. I would sign the letter. It would go into a pouch. It would go. It would leave the skiff in a pouch with people who have clearances, and they would take it directly to, say, you know, the Secretary of Defense. I mean, that's how that worked, and I think it's worth it to understand that process so you can understand how wild this Biden situation is. Where you're right, the timeline is completely unbelievable. If you believe that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, received this a week before the election, I got a bridge to sell you. There's no possible way that happened. And that's kind of their story now. And there's been one set of documents that came out, and I'll give credit to you. You may remember one of my lead investigators, Kash Patel, who I think has been on your show before in the past.
Oh yes.
So Kash Patel, right when that came out, he was on, he was doing interviews and told me, he says, "Oh, you watch, there's going to be a lot more documents." And I said, "Really? You think so?" "Oh yeah, for sure." Well, he was even wrong, because, you know, basically a couple days later, they find a second location, then a third location. And now it seems over the weekend, in the past hours, there's now a fourth location. I mean, John, I mean, these are, and they're spread out all over the place. So the location we know about is right across from the United States Capitol, in a building where the Biden Penn Center is, which is just an office building, not a skiff, not a place that you would keep classified documents. Classified documents could not enter that building.
No indication whatsoever that there was security at the Penn Biden Center. It was a rented office attached, connected to the University of Pennsylvania. Nothing to do with national security. A private university.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other location that we then find was, and I mean, you can't make this up, Biden's garage in Delaware. And that this is probably the biggest political gaffe that I've seen in my lifetime and my time in politics, John. And I'd be interested in your opinion on this too. But Biden, when asked about this, he said, "Yeah, locked in my garage," and I'm paraphrasing, "you know, next to my Corvette." And then when pressed on it, "Yeah, well, my Corvette's locked in the garage too." Why he would bring this up, bring his Corvette up, has just made it meme central on Truth Social. I mean, you can imagine all the funny pictures with Hunter Biden and Joe driving around in the Corvette, reading classified documents. So John, the main point is, you can't do that. I mean, you can't have classified documents, just going back to, I explained how documents are supposed to be moved. And then in that whole process, they say, well, there was another location, which we're led to believe it's somewhere in his house in Delaware, but we don't know. And then over the weekend, now it appears a fourth location. So, and it's all murky. And of course, I think what everybody's looking at is that there's been no raid by the FBI on these multiple locations to figure out, you know, where else are their documents? My guess is it seems like whatever they, and how do these documents get there? Because remember, the vice president doesn't have the ability to declassify documents. So yeah, the criticism of Trump is that he had classified documents, right, at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I mean, he's been very upfront about it, say, yeah, they were all boxed up and they were moved from when I left my presidency, brought in a van with Secret Service everywhere and locked at Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, is one of the safest places on earth. You know, I've been there several times. And then when the archives reached out and said, "Hey, you have some classified documents," that they were going back and forth on returning those documents and which ones he had to return. And of course it sounds like there was a disagreement. We don't really know. The FBI had went there. It was under lock and key. Trump was cooperating. And then, you know, I think the corrupt Biden Justice Department decided that, oh, if we do this in August, before the election, this will be good for us. And of course, it just blew up in their face, because the American people said, "What the hell are you doing, raiding a president's house that we know is secure? Talking about documents, you're going to a grand jury to get a subpoena, and then you can't even tell us what the hell the documents are." And so, John, that subpoena was so broad that clearly it's one of the biggest abuses of power in the history of our country. And now, with all that said, you just can't make this you-know-what up, that here you have Biden, then he goes on 60 Minutes, says how what a travesty it is, it's terrible, you have to handle classified documents, you have to be very careful, it's reckless, attacking Trump, when Trump, I'm not even sure, knew those documents were there, who knows, when he found them, they were under lock and key. I mean, far different than now some guy, President of the United States, who happens to be the President of the United States, saying, yeah, they're in my garage, locked in there, you know, where my Corvette is. You know, when, and of course, there was a campaign ad of some kind with Jay Leno and Joe Biden all driving around in the Corvettes. I mean, probably one of the least secure locations for people's documents would be in their garage, I would think, John.
They didn't arrive there yesterday. He left office in January of 17. And we do not have a chain of evidence of those documents since January of 17. We'll have to learn it, all of this. Devin, it has the feel that we don't have to talk anymore because it's going to change tomorrow. This story, it feels as if we've wandered into a funhouse mirror and everything's going to be distorted. You'll be fat, you'll be thin, you'll disappear. And then you turn the corner and there'll be another set of mirrors and you'll see things differently again. So it's early days. We can say it was completely unexpected, especially because, according to the White House, the first evidence they had of these documents being out of place was last November. That means since last November, the White House Communications Department, which is extremely sophisticated, has lots of skills, can make calls anywhere in the world, has had all these months to prepare an explanation. And this is what we've got. No explanation. Just tomorrow we find something else. So Congressman Devin Nunes is now the CEO and guru of Truth Social, which practices the First Amendment. That didn't used to be a bragging point, but it is these days in social media. And the discovery of the Biden documents is a story untold. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.